I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Pakistan seems to face a new crisis at every turn. Today, a bomb killed at least 50 Shia pilgrims in the western city of Quetta. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. The battle against extremists is a huge challenge for the country, but for most Pakistanis right now, it's the flooding that's a greater concern. Since late July, millions of people have had to leave their homes because of the floods. The waters are starting to recede now, but many survivors remain vulnerable. Reporter Fahad Deshmukh is based in Karachi, but like many professionals, he's also been volunteering as a relief worker out in the areas affected by the floods. Fahad, you've been working in the small town of Tul. What's the situation there like?
The town itself has been saved from the actual floods, but all of the area around it, the villages and the farmland for acres and miles all around it, have been flooded. So the situation right now is that you've got scores of these people who are living in the surrounding areas who have now come to the town itself in search of some kind of relief.
And how much kind of facilities do they have in Tul to accommodate all these people who've come from these flooded areas?
For the most part, right now, what we're seeing is many people who are just camping outside on the roadside. They don't have a lot of facilities. But slowly, since we've arrived there, we've seen we've gotten more and more people who are living in empty schools, in government offices, which aren't functioning right now, obviously, because of the floods. But the vast majority of people, I would suspect, are still living either in makeshift tents out on the street or even out in the open without even tents to protect them.
So many people greatly affected, others less so. Is there confusion over whom to help first?
That's right. That's been one of the biggest problems that we've been facing as relief workers, is to decide who gets the aid and who doesn't. One of the biggest problems is that there are many people who, even before the floods, were in pretty bad conditions. The poverty over there in the region is fairly severe. So that's been one of the most difficult things for us to try and choose to turn away those people who may be very poor, who may need some kind of assistance, but we've had to turn them away just because they aren't flood victims themselves. So even after, I think, this relief work happens, there's going to be a lot more work which is going to have to be done in these kinds of areas. And maybe what this flood has done is just turn the spotlight onto these areas which people in the rest of the country have forgotten about before this.
Mm. It's a poor area there, but thanks to soil management and irrigation, has become pretty fertile over the years. But now, presumably with the floods, a season's crop is entirely lost. What were farmers telling you about their financial woes at this point?
Essentially, what you have there is, to a large part, there's a feudal system there where you have landowners and then you have farmers there, landless farmers, who are sharecroppers. So there have been obviously many people, both the landowners and also the farmers themselves, have lost a whole crop, and they're not sure exactly when they're going to be able to recrop for the next season.
So have you encountered a lot of anger out there with local landowners?
Certainly, there has been a lot of anger towards local landowners, and also bear in mind that many of the local politicians themselves are large landowners. Now, one of the big issues that we've seen is there have been reports from around the country in which it's been alleged that landowning politicians, have allegedly purposefully breached the levees in order to save their own lands, and several villages have been flooded because of the breached levee. So there's been a lot of anger because of that. Now, when I was in Tul, I came across one gentleman who said that he was willing to pay 20,000 rupees if he could get a meeting with the local elected representative. I asked him why. He pulled out two bullets from his pocket, and he said that he wants to give this as a gift because that landowner breached one of the levees, and because of that, his village was entirely flooded. Now, I haven't had a chance to verify that, but certainly these are the kinds of stories which are going around, which at least certainly many people over there seem to believe, and the anger there is fairly strong against the local leaders.
Journalist Fahad Deshmukh is based in Karachi, Pakistan, and is doing double duty, helping with humanitarian relief for flood victims. Thank you very much, Fahad.
Thanks.